TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
You know what I'm doing, Tim?
Touching your nipples?
No, I'm drinking a brewski. I'm going to TanCast.
Neat.
I thought you were going to say a Crystal Pepsi.
No, I didn't buy one. My stomach's been like fucking with me. It's felt good the last couple days, but yeah. A little cutting back on soda, because my stomach's like, what the fuck you doing, man? You're not fucking 18 anymore. Fuck you.
You could be fucking 18. Look at that 18-year-old girl. Get her.
Could be.
No.
I mean, ask her permission and shit. Don't just jump out at her.
Yeah.
Rawr, do me. I mean, yeah, it has to be consensual.
Right.
Although, I'm not sure how I feel about this whole, like, asking consent at every step thing. I don't know.
It seems awkward to me. It feels like overcorrecting.
Yes. But I get where it's coming from.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the flip side is assault is so heinous. Let's not like accidentally assault somebody.
And also,
that's why I just have a consent form by the bed, and Danelle just initials every so often.
That's good.
Can you sign here? Sign here. You're not going to initial by the butt sex? Okay. Okay. I'll let that slide this time, but we're going to have to renegotiate.
Oh, shit. That is a Dave Chappelle bit.
Oh, is it?
When you said the butt sex, that reminded me. Sign here if you approve an anal. No. Okay. No for that. It's the love contract.
That's what it was.
I killed it by killing it. And
no,
now it's
just
dead.
You made us drop into our memory banks. We're like, oh yeah, that's a thing that we all heard about. Let's remember that quietly to ourselves.
Welcome to Reflection Cast. There'll be a lot of silence.
Occasional.
Well, that was last week's show.
Occasional screams of despair.
I'm about to say, there was a last week, Tim. I'm like, oh, I see what you did.
Yeah.
That's the joke I was making. Yeah.
The ultimate silence cast.
Shall we start the show?
Sure.
Yep.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh. And record it, so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well. This week we talk about some movies like Hot Fuzz, Ex Machina, Don't Breathe, and The Big Short. We talk about capitalism, we talk about air mattresses, and Andy has some tales of traveling. And when you hear this sound, that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Sister fuckers.
We're back. Did you miss us? Probably not.
I don't even think we missed us.
Wait, New Zealand missed us because they love us there.
Did you hear the government of New Zealand crumbled?
They have listening parties in New Zealand where they get some brewskis and they listen to TanCast.
There were riots in the streets.
Oh, wait, Noah, say your favorite thing.
My favorite thing?
Yeah, when I say, welcome to TanCast, and then you say...
Oh, when you hear... That means there's a link in the show notes?
Yep.
Noah's gargling on a cum bubble.
See, what Noah just did is save me some time in editing this week, because we're recording really late. So that is going to be the sound you hear when this...
Wait, yay! I knew it would come in handy someday.
Noah, that was today.
I'm dying. I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast, and I think my uvula is touching the back of my tongue. I don't like it.
Neat.
You know what they say about black men? They got big uvulas.
Yeah.
No.
Big.
I think it's more my tongue has gotten bigger than my uvula has gotten bigger.
Oh, you know what they say about black men with big tongues? They still don't eat pussy.
Oh.
I eat pussy.
Yeah, he does.
Pretty good.
That is delicious.
If I may say so myself. Yeah.
Stir fry.
I think I'd rather hear from somebody else. Someone with a pussy, preferably one you ate.
You can't trust them.
Who else? Well, now we know what Noah's going to say at the end of this week's episode.
Never trust the word of the woman of the pussy that I've eaten. That sounds awkward. I'm sure I can say that better.
You could probably find a way to phrase that better.
Yeah. No, I thought we were going to be.
I'm recording. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say I thought we were starting to collect. Letters of sexual recommendation for Noah for his dating CV.
Oh yeah, that fell out of the wayside.
Oh,
No, it's still happening.
I realize a creepy 40-year-old guy going up to single women asking him about the... Oh, wait, no, I guess it would have been women he already... You know what? This bit just died. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, sorry. Aww. Moment of silence for the bit.
R.I.P. bit.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Speaking of nobody cares, this week I'm recording in the Christmas cave, a.k.a. my garage.
I'm recording in the historic Tangcast Studios.
I'm recording in my office, same as ever.
We're all recording the historic Tangcast Studios, guys.
Except for Tim. Tim is recording in the Christmas cave.
No!
I'm recording in the Yes!
No!
Yes!
Noah, times change. Get with the program.
I can't.
Adapt or perish.
My wife and kid are reading bedtime stories in the Tangcast Studios, so I got evicted.
That doesn't seem okay. You should have sent them to the Christmas cave.
Oh, right, because, yeah, we're recording at a different time. I was like, bedtime stories?
Yeah, we're recording late night on Labor Day.
Yeah.
We have labored all day.
I have
labored under the delusion we were funny.
Yeah. I'm still laboring under that delusion.
Ha ha! Nipples.
Yeah. You know what's awesome
Ooh,
about
surprise
tomorrow?
Surprise dollar in my pocket.
Ooh.
What's happening tomorrow?
I am working from home.
Yay! So working from home.
I have to get up in enough time to get my son ready and out the door, drop him off at school, and then I can come home. And honestly, because it's so fucking early in the morning, if I want to grab a quick nap before I actually start working, I can do that. I can nap instead of commute. That will
way
be
better.
Awesome. Future Andy is already looking forward to this. Like, he has sent message back through time. Like, just knowing that's an option. I can feel his giddiness waving, just washing over me.
Like, through a dream sequence, he talked to Batman, and it won't make sense for another movie?
Yep. He's saying something about Lois Lane and her being the key.
And you were
Maybe
right
it was the
all
key
along?
Master. Maybe it was the gatekeeper. I don't know. It's all very confusing. Book started floating
speaking
around.
Speaking of which, later I got a movie I've got to review that I bet neither of you will agree with me on my take on.
Alrighty.
But first...
How the fuck was everyone's week?
No, sir. 10 laps.
Oh.
10 laps.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
We've got 10 laughs just for you. About the babies, or maybe some who could be racist, sexist too. Cause it's 10 laughs, yes, 10 laughs, oh, 10 laughs, and that's what we do. 10 laughs to now.
I don't have time to laugh.
There's always time to laugh. Like, look, I got a quick one from Jonathan. Here it comes. Huh? Hey, Jonathan, thanks for this 10 laugh. Saw a hillbilly couple walking out of divorce court. The woman was bawling her face off. Man said, oh, for fuck's sake, stop your crying. You're still my sister.
Pretty sure we've done that one before.
Boom, you're in there, you're out of there. 10 laugh, done. Jonathan, making it happen.
I got a joke that I heard on a podcast.
Do it.
I love it.
Why did the chicken cross the very busy road?
I do not know.
Why?
To get...
He didn't get to the other side.
He didn't get to the other side. He got right over.
All right, here's a 10 laugh sent to us only 2 days ago by Tyler. He says, I was dry last week, but now here's a new one. Here's the new ones. Your mama's so ugly, when the devil saw her...
How ugly is she?
Oh, sorry. When the devil saw her, he started to go to church. Oh!
What does that mean? That's funny. I like that one, even though I don't understand it.
Your mama is so stupid.
How stupid is she?
She thought Call of Duty was a game about pooping.
It's not?
I'm just going to follow it up with that noise. Tim?
Yes?
Your mother is so unintelligent.
Bullshit.
How unintelligent is she?
Bill Cipher from Gravity Falls couldn't even possess her. I don't get that reference.
I've never seen a gravity fall.
Yep. I mean, I've seen gravity make other things fall. I'm aware that Gravity Falls is a TV show. I just mean I don't get that reference within the structure of the universe of that particular piece of fiction.
I've never seen that show, and so I don't know what it means, but I'm sure that was spot on with funny comedies.
Spot on, good sir, spot on.
Congratulations, Tyler. You have made people besides us laugh. Which is really the goal, if you think about it.
Right.
Yeah, basically he's out tancasting Tancast. You know what, Tyler? Knock it the fuck off. That's our bit.
He's going to be the new T in Tancast.
Hmm.
and I'm going to be dead.
Eventually.
Well, thanks, Bacon.
You could just go by your middle name and be the new A in Tancast and kick me out.
Or I could call myself Nipple Man and I could kick Noah out.
That's true. How the fuck was everyone's weeks?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How's your motherfucking week?
Did I get that one right,
Tim? How the fuck was everyone's week? Yeah.
Robert Goulet.
Extra jingle after the jingle.
I watched Hot Fuzz again, and I still don't get why people think it's so amazing.
Because you're stupid.
Is it still on Netflix?
Yeah.
I might take another run at it. I know, no promises.
I think it's one of those things that, and I don't know if you can relate, like I've been to jazz shows, right? And like, jazz musician will do something, I think, tactically impressive, and I just don't see it. And then people are like, yeah, and like snapping and clapping. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck he did. Like, I was
unimpressed. People are like, oh, damn, did you hear what he did with that saxophone when it went? You're like, I
oh,
heard
he just went from an E major to an A minor and back down to a B flat.
Like,
do you know how hard that is? No, I don't. And I don't care. Sounds like ass.
I think there's
a lot of clever subtext going on with Hot Fuzz that I'm just not picking up on.
It's a pretty broad comedy.
But I think that's why people love it, though, is the clever subtext.
Yes.
Like, I enjoyed the other stuff, like the stuff that's obvious. Like, you know, I think it's a decent movie. I just don't understand why people think it's, like, amazing.
There's, like, foreshadowing. There's, you know, a lot of
but I've seen that in movies. Like, that's not amazing to me, foreshadowing.
I got you.
See, we're the perfect spectrum. Andy apparently thinks it's amazing. Noah is like, meh. Tim couldn't even finish it. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to die someday.
I thought kind of like
it'll be slightly sooner if I finish this thing.
Okay, so sort of like with Shaun of the Dead, where Shaun of the Dead was both a legitimately good zombie movie and also a, not just a winking parody, but like a winking farce. Making fun of the tropes of zombie movies while then also, like, reveling in them. I felt like Hot Fuzz was the exact same thing for buddy cop comedies.
Well, I never saw Shaun of the Dead, so I'll take your word for it.
Alrighty.
I feel the same way about This is the End. Wait. No, At World's End.
Yeah, I feel like of the three of them, At World's End is the weakest of the three. But again, sort of making fun of a lot of tropes of sci-fi alien invasion flicks, while at the same time being, like, a legit alien invasion flick. Not a big spoiler.
I watched, like, a video kind of breaking it down of, like, all these things. Like, they did a lot of mirroring. Like, there'd be scenes at the end that mirrored, like, scenes at the beginning.
Yep.
And so I feel like, again, there's a lot of, like, subtext and stuff going on that I just wasn't picking up on that makes it, like, makes people really enjoy it on another level.
Yeah. Well, and, like, the fact that, so this is not really a spoiler at all, but the name of every pub that they go to is meaningful.
Yeah, I've seen that in one of those, like, foreshadowing you missed in movies.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't miss it. You know why? Because I'm smarter than your average bear.
Because you don't miss anything.
I miss things. Like, if you threw a softball to me, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to miss that thing. And the 10th time, I'm going to hit it directly to second base where they will catch it out of the air and then throw the person at first out. Because there is nothing I can do in softball except get doubles for the other team. Double plays. That's what I was looking for. A double would be I get on two bases because I'm fat. What I meant was I go from one base to the other. See, I suck so much I can't even describe how much I suck. That is the degree at which I suck at sport. I lack the language to explain my suckitude.
Well, do you miss John Waite? Because he ain't missing you at all since you've been gone away.
Oh, yes. In my defense, I am quite tired and slept on an air mattress the last two nights. An air bed. Air mattress.
And also in your defense, I Googled it before I made that joke so I could figure out who the fuck sang it.
Oh, good.
Because I thought it was Sunglasses at Night guy, but it was not.
I would have had no idea. If he said, gun to my head. You know what? Actually, I probably would have gotten it accidentally correct, because if you'd held a gun to my head and saying, who sang the song I Ain't Missing You at All, I would have gone, wait!
air mattresses like to turn into tarps by the next day.
Yes, and this one did. Not quite tarp, but it was definitely squishier in the morning, both mornings.
Was it at least warm where you are? Where you were sleeping, I mean?
Yes.
Oh, because I slept on one, and it was in the cold-ass desert, which was fine during the day. I mean, the desert's not necessarily cold during the day.
Yeah.
But at night, that air mattress just sucks up the cold from the ground and brings it right into your back and butt.
Wait, where did you sleep in the desert?
Oh, not in the desert. Like, I was out in the middle of nowhere, but I was in a house in the desert. And, like, we got air mattresses in a room with no heater.
Got it. Okay. Oh, yeah. I was like, I cannot imagine Tim sleeping in the middle of a desert somewhere.
Yeah, I was going to say,
oh,
Tim.
Hey, I didn't tell you guys I went to Burning Man, baby. I'm Tim, all about Burning Man.
When you were on that air mattress, were you in, was it like sheets, or did you toss like a sleeping bag on that sucker?
Sheets.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's not so much that it sucks up the cold from the ground as that there is no insulation underneath you anymore, like there is normally with a bed that has a normal mattress, yeah.
Exactly. The air mattress is like, come on up, cold, fucking his back is right here.
Yeah.
Just freeze that fucker off.
Yeah.
I actually don't own a sleeping bag, because if I've ever gone camping, that means my car is broken down somewhere.
And you're about to get murdered.
Yeah.
I need to get back to the highway before a fucking machete wielding maniac cuts off my head.
Yeah, Tim is a slight little man. He will not put up much of a fight.
He can run though.
I might just jump straight down his gullet to get it over with.
Yeah.
Like, just eat me. Ah. No. Did you?
No. That was fine.
Before we get off of movies, then I'm going to mention the one I saw that I'm pretty sure I heard both of you liked, and I did not like it much at all.
Okay.
Ex Machina.
Oh. You. If I had to guess what you didn't like the ending.
You guessed correctly, ding, ding, ding. Tell him what he's won, Johnny. Fuck all. Okay, back to you.
So should we put up some spoiler warnings here? Because I don't think we can discuss why Tim didn't like it without getting very spoilery.
Spoilers.
No. God.
No.
No, God, please, no. No.
No.
No. No.
Because, like, the dude freed her, and then she left him to die.
Yeah. Don't you get
it? Yeah. She didn't care about him ever.
Yeah, she...
Right. She didn't need to care about him, but she didn't need to die.
But I don't even know if she had empathy.
Yeah, that was the thing that I found most interesting, is because clearly she understood being human enough to manipulate a human being. So basically, she understood humanity enough to be a psychopath. She also had enough... concern, especially given what she knew about the other dude, for her own continued existence, that she knew that if she left a person who knew what she was, she would not be able to go disappear and blend into the rest of humanity. Like, she would not ever lead a free life, because someone would know her secret.
I suppose, but if he is at least not trapped in that one room by himself, and he's just trapped on that island... I'm sure he could survive long enough, maybe, and you know, like, if she escapes with a helicopter, he's trapped on that island long enough that finally he figures out how to call the helicopter and he escapes, they're never going to fucking find her. She has disappeared.
I think they can find her.
Murders, arguably, again, big spoilers, just in case somebody still wants to nope out. Murders, arguably, the smartest person on the planet is the first, you know, arguably artificial life, sentient, sapient, you know, checks all the boxes. She is alive except for not being biological, you know, not needing food and not reproducing as we do, meeting all of the rest of the criteria for intelligence, for humanity. And there's one of her in the entire world. You don't think that the entire world isn't going to go looking for her? Especially if she's a murderer?
Bah.
Like, I'm sure they would invent some technology to fucking pick her out.
Maybe, but with, like, she's not going to be like, hey, I'm going to go hang around with a bunch of other people.
Well, that's exactly what she did.
Yeah. She replaced the parts that...
For a second, for one scene. We don't know what she did after that.
I mean, I think it was implied that she wanted to blend in and live, like, with society.
Yeah, I would say not just implied. I mean, they spent a whole scene showing her making sure she would blend in better.
Still don't like it.
I understand.
Fuck it.
As soon as you said you like it, I was like, if I know what he didn't like.
Yeah.
Also, it took me an embarrassingly long time to realize the Google creator stand-in guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Google, but whatever it is, like Bluetooth or whatever it's called, and the whatever the name of that program is. The guy,
right.
the only yeah. fucking other guy in it.
Yeah.
Beard. That he was the guy, he was Poe from Force Awakens.
Ah. Did you recognize that the other dude was one of the Weasleys from Harry Potter?
Well, no, but
okay.
Oh, I didn't recognize that, but I recognized him from a bunch of other shit.
Yeah, like General Hux.
He was also in The Force Awakens?
Yes.
Nope. That's hilarious. I don't suppose Eve was in, or Ava, whatever the fuck her name was in The Force Awakens too, was she?
I don't think so.
Bummer.
I'm actually looking it up right now.
In fact, I didn't recognize him. I was watching on Amazon Go, or no, Amazon Streaming, whatever it is, their Amazon streaming service, and I touched the screen to do something, and little facts come up about the movie mm-hmm. when you touch the screen.
Yep.
And one of them was the actor's name. I was like, hey, I know him. Oh.
You're like, Oscar Isaacs?
Now, what did you...
He does die in every movie except Force Awakens.
What did you think about it up until that point, Tim?
Kind of slow and boring.
Okay, fair enough.
However, let me say this. My view may have been tainted due to the explosive diarrhea I was having, which was the whole reason I was watching it.
Well, you watched it on the toilet?
Part of it, yeah.
You know, yeah, there's nothing to change your mood like being stuck in a room with the smell of your own wet, hot shit.
Oh, man, it was wet.
Fuck.
It was just raining fire of doo-doo butter.
Oh, you know, a movie has to be really good. Like, fuck, man, imagine if I didn't watch it while I was in the same room as my old flaming hot shit. It would have been amazing.
Was it one of those ones where, like, when it leaves you, like, you can kind of still smell what it was you were eating, but it's like, now you never want to eat that thing again because now that's the version of it you smell?
Fortunately not. It wasn't very stinky, but it was just... and just my stomach stayed crampy afterwards. I was like, I'm supposed to be on crampiness.
Directly from discussing the deeper meaning behind the meditation that is Ex Machina to Tim's rabid butthole.
Well, I read one dissection of it online that said that Ex Machina was a... Like, the two characters were both representative of tech culture's gender bias. Like, he... Like, the main bad guy, Oscar Isaacs, was clearly just a misogynist asshole, whereas the second guy thought of himself as a good guy, but really he was only saving her because he wanted to fuck her.
Kind of white knighting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever. And then they're like, you could tell because he doesn't care about the other robot. I was like, she doesn't care about the other robot.
Yeah.
Or the other three robots, she just rips their shit off.
Yep. Yeah, I kind of looked at it as it was... I felt like it was three different people, accepting the theory that she is indeed a person, which I kind of felt like she was by the end, that it's three different people all trying to manipulate each other. Basically, like, they're all in some way trying to outsmart each of them is trying to outsmart the other two, and that there's no hero in Ex Machina, that it's actually just kind of three shitty people.
Yeah. Three shitty-ass people.
Yes.
Shitters.
Shitty-ass, just like Tim was when he was watching it.
You didn't watch the whole thing on the toilet, did you?
No.
Because that's not good for your butthole.
It's not?
I don't think so.
No, you want to shit and get off the pot.
All right. Well, that's enough of movie talk.
Whoa.
Apparently it's not. Well,
okay.
I think Andy wanted to talk about his week, and we've spent a half hour not letting him.
All right.
Andy's let us not talk about plenty of shit.
Okay.
Hurtful.
So, sorry, back to Ex Machina for just half a second. I think it was interesting.
I hate it.
Okay, all right, never mind.
I'm kidding, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I thought it was interesting that the two male leads both had biblical names, but, like, relatively obscure ones. But then I think I spent a lot of the movie trying to figure out, like, if this was, like, if... A lot of times, if a movie's trying to be clever, they like to do clever things with names, where it's like an allusion to something else, or like it's supposed to tell you about like who the character is, or they're, you know, then going to play against whatever the archetype is for that name, or like, you know, the most famous person to carry that name. But I watched the whole rest of the movie. I was like, I'm either reading way too much into this, or just clearly not smart enough.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes. One of those things.
One of those things.
Yes, yes.
I don't know which one, because I'm definitely not smart enough. or not interested enough to put the effort in.
There it is.
I have checked out of this movie.
Yep.
I thought this was a horror movie. We've made it quite a ways and no one is dead.
I saw two movies.
What are you, a fucking cookie?
What'd you see?
Don't Breathe. Oh. I thought you were getting excited.
Loser.
Wait, what was that about?
I was the loser because I breathed. Yeah. I breathed. Oh. I
breathed.
What's up, breathed?
I breathed it out.
Anyway, how was Don't Breathe?
It was good. Good little thriller. Kind of a fucked up twist.
Am I gonna like it?
How's
I think
the
you would like it.
Any ambiguity at
well,
all?
I don't know. I mean, you're not really into horror movies in general, right, Tim?
Not really. No.
I wouldn't say any ambiguity, Andy.
Okay, then Tim may like it.
Like, I feel it ends pretty definitively. Although you could speculate, maybe something could happen at some point.
I typically do speculate that something can happen at some point.
Neat.
And I saw The Big Short.
And what'd you think about that?
It was really good. It was interesting. Like, I learned some things. I mean, I do. I did kind of know in general what happened, but they go into some more specific things. I was like, oh, I did not know that. And it's kind of interesting how they had, like, have you, either of you seen it?
Yes, I saw it in theaters. Because okay. I'm cooler than you.
Yes, he swore at the theater at the end. I have not seen it.
Good
they,
memory,
they have, like, famous people come in and explain more complicated concept. And it's,
yes.
So it's a very, like, non-typical movie where they definitely break the fourth wall.
Mm-hmm.
Lots.
And they're talking directly to you. I mean, yeah, a lot. And, like, you know, sometimes it's just a regular movie. Like, you're just kind of like, you know, the fourth wall is there. You're watching scenes go on. And then they'll be like, and now I'm going to have Margot Robbie explain this to you. And you're like, okay, yeah. Margot Robbie in the bathtub.
Yeah, Margot Robbie in the bathtub explained everything to me. Fuck Clarissa.
Oh.
Margot Robbie
when
explains it all.
You said famous people explain things. I thought you meant like some contributor from like CNN or MSNBC or Fox Money or something.
No, like people you heard
you
of.
You meant actual famous people.
Yeah. I mean, they do have one. So there's one scene when they have some financial guy who you probably never heard of, but he's also paired with a singer. I don't remember her name. Hispanic.
Oh, speaking of...
It's not Shakira.
You just reminded me that the roast of Rob Lowe is on tonight. Is it not?
Yes,
or was it last
is.
Night?
It's tonight. Labor Day.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm going to waste some time on that tomorrow night.
Yeah. You know what I'm most looking forward to?
Everybody shitting on Ann Coulter?
Yep. Ann Coulter's a waste of skin.
I'm pretty sure that she signed up for it just so people would talk about her, so
yeah.
I'm going to consciously not be that excited about it.
I'm going to enjoy everybody shitting on her and then go back to not buying any of her books. Because double fuck her.
Anyway, so there was a singer paired with a guy.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyways, it's a good movie. It's sad. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, fuck. Like, shit is fucked up.
You're just like, fuck. And that's the end of Noah's review.
Yep. That was kind of the end of my review at the end of the movie. No, it wasn't. I said it about 13 more words than that. Who are we kidding? It was 500.
It's just like, I mean, it's so interesting because in that movie, they're really, I mean, they're kind of as a good guy, but they're all trying to make money off this fucked up thing that they know is going to happen.
Yep.
And I mean, I think some people kind of, you know, feel bad about it and like, you know, don't, but they all kind of like, you know, you're just like, oh, all right, you're not really a great guy. I mean, you're trying to help.
Yeah. It's like, we're going to make money off of this because it's a fucking house of cards and it's about to collapse and we can make money on the collapse. But like them making that money didn't make it collapse.
Right. I mean, I think they're not to blame, but it's kind of like if you are benefiting from other people getting fucked over, I don't know if that still makes you a good guy.
Yeah. Like they're not benefiting from fucking people over. In fact, they're benefiting from the people who were fucking people over fucking up. But, yeah, it is. It's complicated.
I would say, they're both, you know, drastically different movies. I would say Don't Breathe was pretty intense and pretty good. Like, if you like those types of, thriller, horror movies. The Big Short was just informative and just, like, now I want to read the book. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't
like it, entertainingly informative, not just like here's a bunch of information, but we're going to make it much more palatable by having a naked hot chick in a bathtub explain it to you. It's like the way that they handle actually watching the drama unfold is still like super duper engaging, I thought.
Yeah, I mean everyone was
super duper?
Super duper.
All the roles were acted pretty well. They're all kind of weird and quirky roles. Like, all the main roles were just kind of like... And it's interesting because they will oftentimes... A couple times they will explain the movie like this actually didn't happen this way. It actually happened differently. Yep. But, like, some of the scenes where, like, the guys were just bragging about, like, the shit, the illegal fucked up shit they were doing. I was like, I'm sure that wasn't everyone, but I'm sure that fucking happened. Like, maybe this scene didn't happen exactly how it's happening in this movie, but I'm sure something very similar has happened.
Yeah. Yeah, undoubtedly. Everything else held equal. I mean, like watching the people, like, brag about how much they were fucking people, that right there was enough to make me want to take my frustrations out. Punch somebody's motherfucking face in. That's how I felt. That's how I felt watching those fucks. I wanted to do serious damage to actual people.
And it's so crazy because it's all just made up. Like, we just, like, made up the system, and then people are just, like, making up new stuff in the system. Like, the whole synthetic, I can't remember the name of it, but basically when they're betting on someone betting on something, you're just like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say go watch The Big Short. Like, that was a fucking good movie.
Now, the amazing thing
you
is...
You don't have to go. It'll come right to your house.
Yeah, this is true.
Streams right in.
That's what I did.
Yep. It's wonderful.
You may have to go to your couch or your computer, but...
Yeah. Or, you know, if you're having a wet hot shit...
Or if you're shitting a lot, you might have to go to the toilet.
Yep.
Maybe it's more powerful than your shit. You'll see.
Yeah. But you know, I would really, really recommend everyone, if you do feel a wet hot shit coming on and you decide to watch The Big Short, try to watch enough of it that you really get the rage up and then go leave that shit where it really belongs. Go find an investment banker. Shit on him.
I mean, don't just pick a random investment banker.
At this point... Go ahead and pick a random investment banker.
No, don't pick a random investment. He's like, yo, I didn't have shit to do with this. I was still in college back then, motherfucker.
You know the fucked up thing is? It's like, we went for all this, and I feel like it's happening again. Like,
it is. There's a new subprime bubble in cars.
Yep.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
John Oliver was talking about it.
But even in the movie, talks about this new thing that is just labeled differently, but it's basically the same fucked up thing that was in the movie. And you're just like, what are we going to do? Like, the more I read and learn, I don't know if I think capitalism is terrible, but I think it makes people do terrible things.
Yeah, so I think I've said this on Tancast before. The real problem is unequal information, unequal influence, unequal power. So I'm a capitalist with an asterisk by it because... I think there has to be government regulation. I think there has to be oversight. I think there has to be accountability. And, you know, clearly with everything that was going on there, there was no oversight. There was no accountability. And the regulations were defanged in what remained of them were defanged in the 90s. And even the fangs that we tried to put back in after this, the Republicans then spent the next several years piece by piece demolishing them. So, you know, all the consumer protection and everything that actually did get passed right after the bubble burst, a lot of those laws are now toothless again. Big exceptions carved out, or, you know, just no funding, or refusing to confirm the nominee to lead some new department, and then, you know, it's written into the law that the department cannot run without whatever its head or director or whatever is. Yeah, shit like that. I know people are like, oh, both parties are a problem. It's a two-party system and both parties are equally... No. I used to be a Republican. The Republicans are the fucking problem. Both parties are not trying to disenfranchise huge chunks of the electorate. You know, pretending that it's voter ID, it's to stop voter fraud. Yeah, three in, like, a billion votes cast. There's no fucking voter fraud. North Carolina provably tried to make black people vote less. Back to Jim Crow shit. If your winning involves making the other team unable to even play, you're a fucking loser. And that's why I left that fucking party. If your winning is we are going to make sure that the assholes who wrecked the entire world economy get to go right back to being the same assholes they were before by defanging all the laws or making sure that the laws that were put in never actually are able to be enacted because of a bunch of other backroom shit we're doing, fuck you. Again. If part of your party platform is science doesn't exist, fuck the people in the ivory towers, it's all a lie and a conspiracy, fuck you. Facts are fucking facts. Maybe you can disagree reasonably with what we should do about them, but that's not where we find ourselves. We find ourselves with a party of crazy, 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 fucking crazy, fucking everything up for the rest of us.
I love fucking facts.
Yes.
Here's a fact. When I'm fucking, I'm generally way happier.
Yeah, that is a good fucking fact. This week's fucking fact brought to you by Tim. Sorry.
Fucking facts! Boom!
Rant over.
So how was your week?
I kind of don't remember the week before last. We did go up to Chattanooga for a day.
Choo-choo!
My son's birthday. So
choo-choo!
8 years ago last week, about 8 years and a week and a half ago, they forcibly ripped my son out of the warm womb of my wife. Because
tender description.
Yeah, it was. Man, and she loves, like, she was telling him the story in, like, hushed tones, and you know, and then
yes, you were talking about this and how it weirds you out.
Yeah, no, it doesn't weird me out. I get like full color flashbacks. Like, it stresses me out. Like, it freaks me out. I fucking relive all
back
that
in
stress.
Nam, watching your mom's uterus ripped open.
I mean, that's just good times right there.
Yeah, no, it wasn't even that. Like. Probably the least stressful part was when she's actually in and, like, the surgery is happening, because at that point, like, balls are rolling and I'm just along for the ride. It was the stress before and the stress after. It was all of the stress leading up to that of my wife's in the hospital. I'm trying to go to work, take care of the cats, spend as much time in the hospital as possible, and oh, they're constantly monitoring her because her liver is in the process of shutting down, a thing that cannot get better until they take my son out. So basically, right now, they're paying for his potential survival by ruining her liver slowly and just watching it. So it's like basically they're playing out her liver like it was a lifeline to try to give him long enough to grow big enough so that he could survive the process of being removed from her. And then when they...
Why was she drinking so much during pregnancy?
I don't know.
That's the fucked up thing.
Pregnancy's stressful and wine is delicious. So, yeah. Then we get to the end of all of that with the eclampsia and everything, and it's like, okay, so we've taken him out, but still no guarantee that the preeclampsia now turning into eclampsia goes away. It's just that's the only way that it could go away. It doesn't always, though. So there's still the possibility that her liver shuts down and she dies. But we're at least, like, they've done the one thing they can do now to fix her. And now he's out, and he's 4 pounds, 4 ounces, and scary small. Like, trying to keep the quiver out of my voice right now because it's been 8 years and he's fine. I mean, he's a little small for his age, but he's not 4 pounds, 4 ounces.
That'd be fucked up if he still was.
Hope the fuck not. He's like eight.
After everything else, even when he was out of her, that wasn't the end of it because I was still at this point now, so a week and a half later, it was pretty clear that she was okay and that he was getting there. Like, I think he came home right about this time, 8 years ago. But before he came home, and before her liver counts went back to normal, like a day or two after she had him, for that, you know, day or two or three, while she was still in the hospital and he was in the NICU and all the rest, I was still living, you know, moment to moment, wondering if, you know, I was about to get one or two pieces of bad news. So, yeah.
So that's how your week was 8 years ago.
That's how my week was 8 years ago. Last week was much better.
Nothing, Noah?
Went to go.
No?
What? Like, do you... I mean, I get, like, it was a very stressful time.
Yeah.
But also, like, do you have trouble letting stuff go? Like, not... And I don't mean, like, you should let that go. Like, 'cause that is a very, like, scary thing. But I also, I'm wondering, like, is it turned out okay, so I wonder why it still, like, causes you so much anguish, like, seeing how it turned out.
Andy is a feeler of feels.
Yeah.
He feels the feels. He can't shut off the feelings of the feels.
No. Like, do you have that same reaction to a lot of things where you, like, you just kind of, you relive the experience very vividly?
He is still pissed off that Mr. Belvedere got canceled.
Yep.
Pissed. Pissed.
Yep.
Sorry, you can actually answer now, Andy.
No, I can't, because at this point, I'm all fucking chucked up for Mr. Belvedere. Thanks, Tim.
He sat on his old balls, just like Andy.
Streaks on the China, never met her before. Who cares?
Belvedere.
More flashbacks.
Yeah. It's more of, like, that whole period of my life was so intense. There's lots of other stuff that has, you know, like, gone wrong, or like, oh, that was scary, or, you know, hey, that really made me sad, or made me frustrated, or made me mad, or whatever. And, you know, given enough time, I don't experience any of that stuff vividly. But the thing with Drew's birth, I think it was because it was after everything we went through where she was having trouble getting pregnant at all, and then she did, and then it was like, you know, gestational diabetes is like a 1 in 100. Like, oh, okay, so we won that. All right, well, that's going to be the one thing that goes wrong. Nope, your liver's shutting down. That's like a 1 in 1,000 or whatever. It's like, oh, great. So we're now 1 in 100,000. Cool. Just like everything else where it's like, and I know people have had it way worse than us. In fact, even a guy that we worked with had at just about the same time, a kid who was much earlier preemie than us and spent most of her first year and a half in and out of intensive care. So way worse than what we went through. But I didn't go through that. I went through something that was still incredibly traumatic. And it was like every little thing that came up where it's like, okay, we can get past this. Then there was a bigger thing behind it. It's like, okay, we can get past this. And then a bigger thing behind that. It's like, fuck this. So basically just living months of my life that stressed out. And then for it to become so acute with the, you know, like you could within the next, you know, week lose both your newborn and your wife. Yeah, that
your wife.
That stuck with me in a way that I don't think is unusual.
No, I wouldn't say it's unusual. It's just it is. I mean, I do think it's interesting though. Like, I mean, and we all do this where even though things end up okay, we still kind of get stuck in like that. Like, oh, this could have happened and this could have happened, even though it didn't happen. And I'm not saying it's unusual. I'm just I was just curious.
Yeah. Well, like, I remember you guys saying something about me being tightly wound when there was, you know, two large strange dogs across the street and running towards me and my kid. And I don't know them, and I don't know how they're going to respond.
Yes. Yes, I still believe that. Okay. You're tightly wound. Yeah. I don't tell you.
Okay. You are tightly wound, Andy. That's not a fact of dispute.
Yes, but I have also faced, and not in a, like, oh, it was so scary, he went under the water and he didn't come up for a minute, and I thought he might be gone. Like, I faced the real and present, like I had to sit and prepare myself for the possibility of losing one or both of them. So yeah, I may be a bit tightly wound about, you know, things that could be existential threats. So two strange dogs running together. Yeah. Especially when he's already been attacked by a dog twice.
Dog just bit my kid's face. You don't see me upset about it. Sometimes it happens.
All right.
Sometimes dogs bite your face.
Yeah. Like I said, it wasn't like,
you know what happens?
Dog attacked my face when I was a kid. I just punched it in the balls. I was like, what the fuck, dog?
Yeah.
No, I just screamed and cried like a little bitch, like a little clump, and I was scared. It was terrible.
Yeah, that's about right.
That's what my 1.5-year-old did, screamed and cried. I'm like, well, fucking get out of the dog's face. What did you think was going to happen? That's why you're going to get dog faces. You see me over here in the dog's face? No.
Too soon? I think to this day, I'm not like petrified of dogs, I don't know, but I'm a little leery. I'm just like, what are you doing, dog?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know you.
See, Noah?
Oh, I'm all about dogs.
That's it. I was just a little leery. But for me, a little leery means...
No.
A little leery means prepare to stab
like,
in the
hey,
neck.
Hey, baby, what you doing? Hey, whoa! Andy was like, get the car! Fuck you, cunt! Don't drive by here! I'm killing everything! I broke a bottle. I now have glass shards in my knuckles and I'm going to kill these dogs.
Have you seen the end of the movie The Gray? That's me.
I'm the gray. Was he the gray? I don't know. I fell asleep midway through. I woke up and he was stabbing wolves with glass knuckles.
What's he doing? He's peeing around his car to show dominance. Mark his territory. That's
why is he peeing on his kid? Well, apparently the kid pissed him off. What can I say?
That's just good Southern punishment.
Yeah. Now you get peed on.
Don't give me piss and call it Sweet Mama's Lemonade or whatever.
Oh, you did see that scene?
I did see that scene.
Grandma's peach tea or Mama's peach tea or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. I'm quoting the magnum opus that if it doesn't get an Oscar this year, fucking criminal, Batman versus Superman.
Yep.
In case you didn't see it, in which case, good for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways. How was your last fucking week? We're down to our last 8 minutes of show.
Sorry. So we went to...
I told you.
We went to Chattanooga. And
woo-woo.
We thought that we were going to go see Kubo and the Two Strings and then maybe go to a bounce house. And we got the kids together, and it was a little bit tight because we'd hit a bunch of fucking traffic because they decided to close a bunch of the freeway to resurface it just in time for a weekend. And so we got there, we're like, okay, we'll just go to a different show. And the kids are like, yay, we're going to play Minecraft! And they disappeared into the den to go play Minecraft. And then it was like an hour and a half later, and we're like, so, you know, we should probably be packing the kids up, figuring out if we're going to go. No, we want to play Minecraft! Okay, play some Minecraft then. So the kids wound up playing Minecraft from, I think it was like 1 o'clock or something like that when we got there. And they basically played, except for the part where we made them stop so that they could eat pizza, and then stop again so that they could eat cake and have Drew open his presents. They basically played Minecraft until we left, and I think that was at like 9:30. So they just, soaked in it.
I've never played that game.
And then...
Did they win?
As, there is no winning, Tim. You just try to do a little better every time.
Really?
I don't even know there's a way to judge you doing better, though, right?
So, you can actually play Minecraft with, there are things to do where it's,
Don't get him down a road of Minecraft!
Survive and then get to, this next world and then be able to collect enough stuff in there to teleport yourself to the end and then beat the Ender Dragon. So there's, a boss. Yeah.
This is on you!
I know, it's wonderful.
So, anyway... so we never wound up going to the bounce house. We never wound up doing anything except the adults sat around and we chatted. And the kids played a shitload of Minecraft. And then Drew spent the rest of the week annoying the piss out of his mother and I, talking about nothing but fucking Minecraft nonstop.
You lucky fucks!
Yeah. So
you're so fucky!
So this time when we went up, we're like, you guys are going to find something else besides Minecraft to do.
Minecraft 2, Minecraft harder.
Yeah.
Minecraft 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah. So, I went up.
Minecraft 2, still crafting.
My brother.
Two mine, two craft.
Are you guys done?
Sorry, your brother.
Okay. Brother and his wife had...
Minecraft 3, Book of Secrets. I don't know. I don't know what those books are called.
Well, then shut the fuck up.
Stop.
I'm trying, Andy.
Okay. So they had bought two small houses when they first moved to Chattanooga. The thought being get either rental properties or they're...
That way it's more rent if someone lands up in Baltic Avenue?
Yeah, basically. Mother-in-law was maybe going to live in one, and sister-in-law and her daughter maybe live in the other one. So plans changed repeatedly. So one of the ones that they thought that they were going to wind up renting out instead, the mother-in-law, sister-in-law, and niece... All are living in together. And the other one that the sister-in-law and niece were going to move into has been sitting empty. And they've been trying to get it cleaned up because they wanted to get it back on the market since they weren't actually going to be using it so they could, free up the money that they had put into it and hopefully make some for all of the hard work that they put in.
Make money!
They lucked into it because there was another family that just needs some housing There's some rule, like, based on how long ago they bought it, where there would be, like, a big tax problem, or basically they'd get fucked if they put it on the market before, like, November. Well, there's another family that's working on another house in the area that had thought, well, we'll just live there while we improve this place, you know, and then sell it when we're done, and then they were going to move out of the country. The other house had way more problems than they thought, so it is totally not livable. So they've basically been, like, you know, couch surfing and, like, staying with friends or whatever. And then just sort of, like, happened to bump into my brother and sister-in-law, and, you know, like, saw the work that they were doing on their house. They're like, yeah, you know, we're thinking, like, we're going to have to find some renters, but, you know, we really want to put it on the market in November. And the people are like, well, we're leaving the country in November, and we really need a place to live until then, so can we rent it from you? Well, my wife and the kids were back at my brother's place, and she was kind of, you know, watching them and keeping them from murdering each other accidentally, as kids will do. My brother and sister-in-law were doing a shitload of work to get this house ready for renters to move in on Sunday. And I was trying to pretend to be an electrician, switching out, electrical plugs. And I thought I did a pretty damn good job until we got to the very, very end of it. And there was one fucking plug that just would not work. I brought my brother in and we tested it. Like, he got out of his electrician tools and he's like, yeah, I don't know. You're gonna have to open it back up again. So I open it up. We've got the bare wire sitting out. He goes and he flips the breaker back on and the light comes on in the room and he goes over to like test the wires. And as he's testing the wires and finding out, yeah, even with the power on, there's no power going to these wires. I'm realizing we're standing in a well-lit room. I look over at the light switch on the wall. It's in the off position. And I realize the light in this room is connected to the pull cord hanging down from the light. That switch on the wall is not connected to the light above my head that is on right now. That switch connects to the fucking thing, the outlet that wasn't working. If I flip that switch, my brother's going to get a positive reading on his tester. I'm like, that's a switched outlet, isn't it? He looks up at the switch.
And that's how he
looks
died. Down at it. And he's like, I think this switch will...
No. Andy got zapped as a child. Andy is super cautious with electricity. Andy thinks his brother, who is an electrician by trade, may be Superman, because that has got to take balls of fucking steel as far as I'm concerned. Electricity is ranks lower than heights on my list of things that scare me. But I do not fuck around with electricity. I'm a great big wiener.
You hear that, Tancast? Andy don't fuck around with electricity.
Yeah. Hey, yo, Andy don't fucking play with no electric shit.
Yeah.
Yo, this is iced tea.
Yeah.
Andy don't fuck around with no electricity.
Yeah. And then we had a barbecue. Well, what people in your current and my former neck of the woods would call a barbecue, people around here reserve that for, like, pulled pork and shit. Around here, they call it a cookout. So we had a cookout today.
Mmm.
And then we came home. Oh, but on the way, we were a little bit late to go help my brother. Well, we actually left a little bit late, because we had some cat drama. Then along the way, we lost probably a good hour and a half, almost 2 hours on the road, because as we were driving, I noticed the car was doing like a little like roll. Like, it felt like we were back on the cruise, where it's just like right and left. Right and left, just rolling back and forth. I was like, does this car feel like it's got a little wiggle to you? It's like, yeah. I'm like, well, we haven't had lunch yet. Is it like me? So I like kind of took one hand off the wheel. She's like, it looks like it's you. Like, it looks like you're moving. I'm like, no, I'm correcting for it. Like, I'm steering the other direction when it starts to go the other way. She's like, okay, well, why don't we, you know, just when we stop for lunch, you just have a look around the car. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I don't think that we want to do that. She's like, well, no, we'll just get off at the very next exit. And then I saw there was a rest area coming up, and the car, like, really started to go right and left. I'm like, nope, fuck it. Got all the way off. She started to yell at me that I was, like, just pulling off. I'm like, no, this is wrong. This is bad. Like, badness is happening right now. Pull off. We had a, I don't know if it was a nail or a bolt or whatever, but we had a hole in our tire that was almost a quarter inch. It's probably about... like 3/16 of an inch across. Big, big fucking, like, just, like, jagged piece of metal in our tire. And the tire was halfway deflated. Like, I probably could have gone a couple more miles before I would have been driving on the rim and shredding the tire. So I figure, oh, we'll see if we can get this thing patched. Well, no, apparently, as the car was doing that little right and left shimmy, it was actually ripping up the sidewall on the inside of the tire. So, like, yeah, they popped the tire off the wheel and they showed it to us. And there was just this collection of rubber that was supposed to be part of our tire collected at the bottom of the tire, probably about an inch thick. I'm like, oh, no, that's all supposed to be structural. They're like, yeah, if we try to put air in this, it would literally explode, so we're not going to do that. Like, yeah, go ahead and sell me another tire. But that was like the second or third place we stopped. Like, the first place is like, yeah, it's going to be about a four-hour wait. We're shorthanded and there's four cars ahead of you. Like, fuck that. I'm not sitting at a Walmart in rural Georgia for 4 hours. We will find another place. So I drove slowly on my spare to the next place. But yeah, other than being super late because the car tire apparently got hungry for metal, it was a very good visit. We enjoyed it. Good weekend.
Fantastic.
Yep.
My kids started kindergarten. That was very emotional.
Yep.
I had the screaming shits. We covered that already.
Yeah.
We had a little outing yesterday with the fam. That was a lot of fun.
Neat. Where'd you go? Tell us in detail.
No. Don't have time. Gotta edit this. Y'all motherfuckers get to fucking hang up and go to sleep. I gotta edit this shit.
I'll send you a picture of me sleeping, Tim.
Please do. And then send me the number of the creepy person who took a picture of you while you were asleep.
That was me.
Yeah.
But you were asleep.
Self-timer.
Just puts it on a timer. Yeah.
How did it notice end?
Noah just took a guess. He knows about how long it takes him. Noah's in very good shape. He lives a very predictable lifestyle. He knows exactly to the minute when he is going to be shitting. Noah is regular in all things, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I smelled some bullshit.
No, I think that may be leftover diarrhea. You should head back in. Go watch another movie. Watch The Big Short. While you make the big squirt. No? Okay, then.
No.
I thought one of you started purring. I had forgotten.
I did.
My cat was behind me. And he apparently woke up super happy that we're home. Ooh, they were really happy. Because I put out what I figured.
No. Stop. Don't care. Fuck it. Shut up. Vetoed. Time to go.
Insufficient food.
Wrap it up.
Fuck your mouth.
God damn it.
Fuck your mouth. Tim.
Your mouth is the one that keeps talking.
Yes, I know.
Your mouth needs the fucking. Get a dick in that mouth.
Okay.
A sandcast for this week.
Yep. Accepting applications for dicks in my mouth. Apparently.
Act now to beat the rush.
We like Black Friday. Just open the doors.
Black, Puerto Rican, Asian, doesn't matter. As long as it's on Friday. Not today, Ex Machina.
Fair enough.
Never trust the word of the women who I go down on.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good callback. This week, I hate it when my car gets a wiggly booty. That is not a good sign. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please! Tancast. Dead ass dough.
I know. What you gonna Dead do with that, I guess, steel and plastic butt? Wiggle.
Is that a song?
Man, I am dehydrated.
Wiggle.
No, that's a different
Is
song.
Is that a song?
Yeah, that's from...
Those are two songs.
LMFAO.
Scatman?
ROFL, whatever the fuck that band name was.
LMFAO?
LMFAO?
Yeah.
Andy's not talking.
What was the name of that famous song they had?
Every Day I'm Shuffling?
Yes.
Party Rock Anthem?
Yes.
Yes.
Sexy and I Know It.
Yes, there was a song about wiggle. I mean, there's a phrase, a verse, if you will.
When I walk in the spot, this is what I see. Everybody stop and staring at me. I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it. I'm sexy and I know it.
Ding. I listen to this 80s station most of the time because fuck new music. And
we're getting
I guess
old.
They're doing something special for Labor Day weekend. I was driving in the car and I just flick it on and all of a sudden it's like, hey everybody, we're coming down to our number one, counting down the number ones from the 1980s. I'm Casey Kasem. And this is pretty. And I'm like, yeah, Casey. Wait, what the fuck? Casey Kasem?
He's dead, right?
You're dead.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you've been dead for years. So I guess but they didn't make any sort of announcement like replaying this old shit from the 80s. They're just like, hey, Casey Kasem, everybody.
He's the old shit from the 80s.
Yeah, but they don't say that. They didn't say it, baby. I mean, in fairness, they probably did have promos like, hey, everybody tune in this weekend. We're playing Casey Kasem talking down the shit, blah, 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 blah. But I don't listen during the week. When the kids aren't in the car, it's Podcast City. And I'm the mayor of Podcast City.
Excellent.
Anywho.
Counting you down the top 40 hits of the 80s, this is Casey Kasem. Also, Brains. And apologies to Casey Kasem and all family of Casey Kasem and everyone else who does a better impression of Casey Kasem than I, but that is the best you're going to get from me.
I mean, mine was piss poor, so I think yours was at least a notch above mine.
I think mine sounded amazing in my head, which probably means it's shit.
All right.
It's Tamcast for this week.
Are we done recording?
I am sick to death of this shit.
Excellent.